Some very famous people have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Muhammad Ali, Michael J. Fox, Alan Alda, Neil Diamond, and Billy Graham, to name just a few. The affliction even has more than a tenuous toehold in the Tallahassee area.
There is still a lot of stigma associated with Parkinson's. We believe there are about 700 to 800 people in Tallahassee living with Parkinson's. And we're hoping that through education, that some of that stigma will be removed and that people will reach out to us and realize that it's not something to be ashamed of and that there's a lot of help out there.
That's Gino Santopadre. He's the president of the Parkinson's Outreach Association, a hometown organization which is locally based and focused.
It started out as a choir. One of the things that really affects people with Parkinson's is voice. It starts to soften. So the Parkinson's Outreach Association started with the choir to strengthen their voices.
And this isn't simply a clinic-based therapy. Since its founding, the North Florida Parkinson's Awareness Choir has booked a considerable number of outside gigs all over.
You know, Michelle Polito is the leader of the choir. She does a great job. She is a music therapist by trade, and they go to a lot of the assisted living. So they'll actually be at our Wellness Expo the next weekend.
In previous years, Santopadre says the Wellness Expo has been held at Southwood, but was making the move to Cascades Park this year.
So it'll be right next to the Korean War Memorial, so you can park in the DOT, walk over. The Parkinson's Choir will be performing. We'll have Ageless Grace, which is a movement therapy that we actually have in our organization we pay for the families to come out and do. And then a presentation from Rock Steady Boxing, which we actually provide scholarships for people with Parkinson's as well.
Other Parkinson's resources will be part of the event.
We will have vendors in healthcare that will have booths for everybody to walk around. There'll be a couple of pharmaceutical reps that'll be out there to talk about medications.
Santopadre says it all happens this Saturday morning.
And we start at 8:30, and then we'll have a walk around the park around 10:30, 11 o'clock. And there'll be shirts that people can get a hold of.
You can check out the Parkinson's Outreach Association website for more information before you go. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.